5 grueling nights this took, but it was worth it. I had made a logician out of Polly. I had taught her to think. My job was done. She was worthy of me at last. She was a fit wife for me, a proper hostess for my many mansions, a suitable mother for my well-heeled children. It must not be thought that I was without love for this girl. Quite the contrary. Just as Pygmalion loved the perfect woman he had fashioned, so I loved mine. I determined to acquaint her with my feeling at our very next meeting. The time had come to change our relationship from academic to romantic. "Polly," I said, when next we sat beneath our oak, "tonight we will not discuss fallacies." "Oh, gee," she said, disappointed. "My dear," I said, favouring her with a smile, "we have now spent 5 evenings together. We have gotten along splendidly. It is clear that we are well matched."
"Hasty generalisation," said Polly brightly.
"I beg your pardon," said I.
"Hasty generalisation," she repeated. "How can you say that we are well matched on the basis of only 5 dates?"
I chuckled with amusement. The dear child had learned her lessons well. "My dear," I said, patting her hand in a tolerant manner, 5 dates is plenty. After all, you don't have to eat a whole cake to know it's good."
"False analogy," said Polly promptly. "I'm not a cake, I'm a girl."
I chuckled with somewhat less amusement. The dear child had learned her lessons perhaps too well. I decided to change tactics. Obviously, the best approach was a simple, strong, direct declaration of love. I paused for a moment while my massive brain chose the proper words. Then I began. "Polly, I love you. You are the whole world to me, and the moon and the stars and the constellations of outer space. Please, my darling, say that you will go steady with me, for if you will not, life will be meaningless. I will languish. I will refuse my meals. I will wander the face of the earth, a shambling, hollow-eyed hulk.